Some people are trying to convince you that there's no graphene oxide or lipid nanoparticles in the C-19 bioweapon shots because they didn't find it in a few samples. But that's not going to fly when countless experts all over the world have already come forward over the last 18 months to prove otherwise. This is the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, and you're about to enter Truth in Medicine. Welcome to the Dr. Jane Ruby Show tonight on this Monday, February 13th, 2023. Well, there's a lot of disinformation flying around out there, especially on the issue of whether the C-19 shots, particularly from Pfizer and Moderna, contain graphene oxide and lipid nanoparticles. So I thought with the history of experts like Dr. Zandri Batha, Dr. Philippe Van Welbergen, Dr. Geetz Halla from Austria, Dr. David Martin, patent expert Karen Kingston, and so many more that have already demonstrated mounds of evidence that we wouldn't have to straighten this out. So I thought, since I'm the one who broke the story of graphene oxide in the United States media, in the C-19 bioweapon shots as early as July 2021 on the Stu Peter Show, maybe I should be the one to address this with a review, since I have tons of records and a huge number of files from these doctors. So anyway, with a review of these experts from all over the world who've seen, who've demonstrated and published in social media their findings, and they have documented their proof. So let's start with La Quinta Colonna, a group of Spanish researchers whose story I broke when I discovered that they had gotten a hold of a Pfizer vial and looked at the contents, not only under regular microscopes at multiple magnifications, but using an electron microscope from the University of Almeria, with whom they are, or and I'm assuming still are, associated, but they were at the time. In fact, they wrote their work up in the format of a medical article, a scientific article, disclosing their methodology, their findings, how they came to their conclusions. So here's what they did. Let's take a look at picture one. Picture one, very interesting. I put this in my promo piece in social media, because what they saw was what you see in the left-hand box. A very strange, not organic, you know, tissue or natural looking material at all. This was from their Pfizer vial, and you can see the magnification at 500. And the title is Results, Comparison of Images Between Tested Sample and Graphene Oxide from Both Electron Microscope from the literature. And what they're saying about the literature is from this article by Dr. Chuker and colleagues. Now, let's move to picture two for a minute, because this photograph of two side-by-side pictures, it's labeled number two, Chuker 2009. These are different levels of magnification of known graphene oxide, okay? Dr. Chuker's title is, in case you want to look it up, the citation is right here in my show notes below. The title is Gram Scale Production of Graphene Based on Salvo Thermal Synthesis and Sonification. Now, sonication. The important piece is you don't have to understand that technology. They had known graphene oxide. They took a picture of it with an electron microscope, and their write-up, you can see throughout, demonstrates through a variety of testing that they had graphene oxide. I mean, they started out with graphene oxide bulk samples. And so that's what the picture looked like. Now, going back, if we could, to my producers, to picture one, because I want you to get this point side by side. On your left, you see the tested sample of the Pfizer vial. On your right, you see the same looking material at a higher magnification, so it's a little bigger, from Chuker et al. 2009 in the journal Nature, which I just showed you, Nature Nanotechnology. Okay, volume 4, issue 1. All right. That visual is incredibly powerful, in addition to the fact that they knew they were using graphene oxide. Okay. So you've seen the Chuker pictures from their journal article, and you've seen their journal article. I would recommend that you look up the article and take a look through it. It doesn't hurt. You don't have to be an expert in that particular technology to kind of get a gist for the fact that they knew they were working with graphene oxide. Okay. So, I want to move now to picture 4 so that we can get into this La Quinta Columna write-up. It was about, I believe it was about a 10, 12-page report. It's been translated. It's all over the internet. It's been translated to English numerous times. And I'm referring here, I've just isolated here page 2. Because it summarizes several things, including their methodology and their results, and how they got to their results, how they got to their conclusions. So let's just take a minute, and maybe we could put this side by side with me. They tell you what they did, right? They have a dilution in normal saline. They have a polarity fractionation. They have extraction and quantification of the RNA from the sample, and they did an electron and optical microscopy of the aqueous phase, meaning in its fluid state. What you'll see in the next segment is Zandre Batha showing us in real time a drop of the Pfizer vial from her Pfizer acquisition, a C19 shot, and how you'll see some very frightening structures. And then you'll also see the same structure several days later after they've dried, air dried, to no aqueous solution at all. So preliminary analysis, extraction, and quantification of RNA in the sample. And they go on to explain they use UV absorbance, they use spectrometry, the specific quantifications of RNA by fluorescence, okay, the UV absorption spectrum of the aqueous phase. Maximum absorption of the sample representing 6 nanograms up, and then you have 747 nanograms of the graphene oxide. The reduced graphene oxide has absorption maximum at 270 nanometers, compatible with the spectrum obtained in the journal, and they've got an article that they cite. The maximum absorption obtained does not allow to discard the presence of graphene in the sample. The minimum amount of RNA detected by qubit 2.0 only explains a residual percentage. Okay, what does this all mean? This means that La Quinta Columna most definitely identified graphene oxide, and they compared it to known graphene oxide under electron microscopy. They applied a number of other tests. And so I was originally misrepresented a tad as saying the entire vial was 90% graphene, when I meant to say that the ratio between the RNA material and the graphene oxide, not the entire vial. But nevertheless, this is not important. What's important is that we have established, we, all of us in the world, have established through many, many experts, the presence of graphene oxide. There's just no way somebody can jump up like a jack in the box or in social media and say, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. And that's what Dr. Ryan Cole implied. It didn't exist. He didn't find them. First, he said he looked at 100 vials. Then, later on, or later again, said we looked at hundreds. Whatever you looked at, you cannot make a claim for the total universe of vials unless you've examined the total universe of vials. That's my point. That's my point. So I want to go on to say that you cannot say they don't, it doesn't exist at all, right? And what's the big deal? Why not talk to other scientists and say, look, how did you get to that conclusion? Because I looked at 100 vials and I didn't see any at all. What do you think it could be? Well, there's other information out there, right? Scientists, you have to tie things together. And if we already have another piece of information over here, such that the companies have a 50% leeway. They don't have to tell you what's in half of the vials at any given time. How's that for the perfect crime, as I said? They can just put whatever what they want. They can do a run for 6 months of, you know, no graphene or maybe no mRNA or whatever they're doing in there, right? Okay, let's take a look at my last piece here. This is number 5. This is really interesting. I want you to really take a look at this article. In fact, I want you to, you know, download it, you know, into a PDF or whatever. But this article, it's interesting. It's by Luisetto, an Italian researcher, and colleagues. And the colleagues were from all over the world, by the way. Middle East, United States, okay? North and South America. It's entitled Graphene, comma, COVID-19, comma, mRNA vaccine, comma. I'm separating these things by commas, so you understand he's separating them. Side effects, comma, toxicology, chemistry, manufacturing technology, materials, and contaminations. Wow. This was published last year in late 2022, so he's been working on it. It's a multinational effort. I've placed the citation, as I said, for this article in the show notes, and I highly encourage you to read it. It's very easy to find on the internet. Just put the title in. Because these 14 experts, along with Dr. Luisetto, found significant amounts of graphene in these C19 injection vials, and they found many other poisonous adjuvants too, right? In fact, I call your attention to page 115 of Dr. Luisetto's, and he says, in order to verify the presence / absence of graphene and derivatives in various kinds of C19, COVID-19 vaccines, it is needed to test in an analytical way using the official chemical instrumental methods officially in use and with the sensibility and accuracy levels needed. You can't just jump on a stage and say, nope, I looked at a bunch of them. It doesn't look, I know a microscope. It's not just about a microscope. It's about what Dr. Luisetto said here. Using the official chemical instrumental methods, using the right and similar matched up microscopy. What kind of microscopy? How'd you warm it up? What else did you do? Did you apply mass spectrometry? Did you look at the components, the metals versus organic materials? What'd you do? He says 100 vials of each vaccine blinded with 100 others. Now that's a study, a blinded study of non-COVID vaccines. Then 10 vials must be sent to one certified lab and 10 to another and so on. Yeah, because you don't want somebody who could be gotten to have a conflict of interest, be looking at all of them. Okay. All data must be collected and statistically analyzed. Dr. Luisetto, Bella. Results. Here are his results. The presence of graphene on 60 sample-related vaccine insignificance was at a 0.05, which is statistical significant difference. That means separation from the placebo group versus the control is considered suspicious. So there, ask yourself the million-dollar question. Why is it so important for some people to denounce the presence of graphene oxide in these Pfizer and Moderna vials? And why now? To honor our Italian lead scientist to who published this paper. Qui bono? Qui bono? In whose interest is this? We're going to take a short break, but I want to say a quick word about my sponsor, Goldco, because without them, we would not have the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. We are producing at a very high level. We are working to bring you the best, the most sophisticated version of the show that we can. And you can't do that without good sponsors. And Goldco has been with me from the beginning, and they've been by my side, and they're a very generous sponsor. Everyone can see around them right now that something's off about our economy and things are more expensive. Gas is $4, $5 a gallon. Look, it's bad. Groceries are super high. Don't wait until things are even more extreme. If you've got $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, you could be at a huge risk for losing a lot of your money. But think about how thousands of Americans are using an IRS loophole to add physical gold and silver to their retirement savings. Call the people at Goldco at 855-791-2619 and get a free IRA loophole kit so that you can learn how to protect your retirement with gold and silver. You could even get $10,000 in free silver for doing it. So give them a call at 855-791-2619. In the next segment, I'll show you the proof of graphene payload transporters found by a South African naturopath and who's also a microscopy expert, and a whole slew of other additives that she found. And so maybe we can put this issue to rest once and for all. The bottom line, don't take any boosters. Don't take any of these shots. There is no safe version. They're not vaccines. Stay with me. You don't want to miss the next thing.
The Dr. Jane Ruby Show is made possible by the generous support of Carlos Cortez Wealth Management. America first, family-minded, Christ-centered. Cortez Wealth Management is a great choice to protect your future. Call today, 813-448-3446.
Welcome back. Well, there are numerous experts across the world in microscopy and in nanoparticle science that have come forth since I broke the story of La Quinta Columna in early 2021. And one of those incredible experts was Dr. Zandre Batha, a naturopathic doctor from Johannesburg, South Africa. In fact, Dr. Zandre Batha, who was, by the way, brought to me, to my attention, from some attorneys in South Africa that are working against this mass genocide operation, and they're aware of their country's doctors and experts, they connected me with her. She is a wet and dry microscopy expert. She examines tissues, blood, and she has her expertise goes across almost any type of microscope. So when they brought her to my attention, we got together, we talked. She said to me, Dr. Jane, I've been given, you know, some materials from Pfizer. I don't know what to make of it. There are some things in here that I've never seen before. And she has about 20, 25 years of experience. And she said, they're very frightening. So what I want to show you now is one of two videos where she was demonstrating to me in real time, live, what she was doing, what she found when she took a few drops of the Pfizer vial, put it on her glass plate, whatever the procedure is, put another glass down on top of it. And this is what she showed me. Please roll the first video. Pretty startling, isn't it? And I'm watching this as she's doing it. She's walking me through her methodology. And she's going step by step because she knows that I would recognize the proper way to not to do microscopy. I'm not a microscopy expert, but to lay out her methodology. Before I show you the second clip where she showed me a little bit longer what she found and those black discs, she moves them around. What I want you to know is what I later found out, and then let her know as well. I was contacted by some German graphene developers, and they explained that those discs are made of graphene oxide, and that they develop them in their company. They're designed for payload deposit in animals and possibly in the future, they said, the human body. Well, I couldn't sleep for weeks after seeing these black discs. They were horrific. And to think that they would be injected into human beings without their knowledge, without informed consent, this is incredibly high magnification. It's not electron microscopy, but it is very high magnification. Let's roll video 2 as Dr. Botha moves the glass plate around so you can see these. And by the way, bubbles were ruled out because bubbles that naturally occur due to surface tension and the distribution of liquid do not form in such perfect circles, right? And they don't replicate exactly everything. So I want to call your attention to what I've labeled picture 1. Picture 1 is a still shot of what you just saw. These graphene payload discs. Was the RNA loaded into these discs? Well, we're not sure, but these particular discs certainly would be considered a form of a nanoparticle. Absolutely frightening, and especially when you saw in the video the way she kind of, she's just moving her viewer around. This is laid out. This was taken with a dropper, dropped onto a glass plate under her microscope viewer. And then she put the glass plate on top and then moved it around. And that's what you saw when it moved. I mean, it's, when I look at it, it's absolutely grotesque. I mean, those connectors, that was verified by those German developers. She moves it around. She increases, you know what you saw? She increased the magnification. They're scary. They're horrible. Who the hell is doing this? Your DOD, your government. Very frightening. The two of us were just aghast. Neither of us had ever seen anything like it. So let's move to, let's see, where are we? We're going to move to picture 2. Picture 2. Let me explain picture 2 to you. This is labeled Botha discs dried. Now, the lower, I want to call your attention to the bottom picture first. You see the discs in the background. We kind of merged those two pictures. What Dr. Botha told me was that several days later, she called me, contacted me and said, you know, Dr. Jane, I let it sit there. I didn't know what to do with it. I just wanted to see what would happen. I let it sit there for about 2 or 3 days. When I came back, I was startled. She said, I saw, what she saw was in the bottom picture, the dried up black gooey kind of stringy things. And then when she went to kind of run her viewer across that plate again, she saw what's in the top part of this, the picture on the top. And there are different magnifications. You can see some metallic pieces. I mean, this is in people's bodies. This is in people's bloodstreams, in their brain, in their organs. So let's move to, oh my gosh, picture 3. Picture 3 is what I've entitled Pfizer vial links, because it has a very link looking picture to it. Okay. We've seen similar structures, similar, with those, I don't know if it was a commercial or if it was for a university, but there were these things that were kind of looking like this with the circle in the middle, and then all the little pieces kind of, you know, they were vibrating and they eventually linked up to each other and they formed a pattern. But she saw this directly from putting drops on a glass plate and looking at it under the microscope. She has hundreds of these. Let me just advise you. I have several hundred from her, but she has many hundreds. She's also got hundreds and hundreds, and so do many other doctors. I'm not singling her out. There are hundreds of other doctors like Dr. Philippe Van Welbergen, who is a wet microscopy expert. What does that mean? He likes to look at the blood of his patients when they come in and say, I'm not feeling well, I don't sleep, I was dizzy, I had stroke symptoms, I'm tired, I can't walk across the room since these shots. He looks at their blood. Anyway, she had many, many different pictures, because from the vials, she just, you know, a few drops, and she kept looking and moving around. She found fluorescent material. They all moved around. I could see them. She had videos of them captured where these little particles are moving around like bugs. Okay. Picture four, what I wanted you to see with picture four. Let's move on to this. Okay, what I wanted to say about picture three was that it's what happens when they get dry. I mean, these things turn into different things depending on what environment they're in, what the temperature is, how dry it is, right? Okay, so let's move to, let's see, like I said, no wonder people are having strokes, heart attacks, neurological damage, injured, ill, they feel sick all the time, can't walk across the room. Okay, so picture four, let's bring that up. This is entitled Lipid Nanoparticle Formulations. And I wanted to share some information here on the LMPs developed for the modified RNA material. And this picture shows you that they use sort of a hidden or stealthy form of polyethylene glycol. These are modified and engineered so that they will cut through the cell wall, right? They make them lipophilic so that they're fat loving. They can get into the cell wall. They cut through. And there can be, this can be some kind of synthetic cholesterol that's used in the construction of this material. But it's not just plain old fashioned cholesterol, right? Look away, nothing to see here. It's just unbelievable. And these are already developed. You have to understand. A lot of these, you know, we talk about the hydrophilic surfaces, talk about the hydrogel, the lipid bilayer. A lot of this information was laid out in the patents that Dr. David Martin came out with, that Sasha Latipova has talked about, and that Karen Kingston has reviewed. Okay? This is not like it's coming out of the blue, okay? Unbelievable. This technology to get into your cells, lipid nanoformulation, you got to have a protective transporter, is more than developed. Okay. Let's see. Picture number five is going to show you, this is what I wanted you to see here, different types of nanoadjuvants, right? You've got different ways to, this is the material. An adjuvant is something you add to that vial, to that RNA material. And so you see the graphene oxide here. I'm not dreaming it, am I? Okay, Ryan Cole, am I dreaming? No, I'm just screwed up or drunk. Okay, I'm not drunk looking at these pictures, that's for sure. You got a carbon nanotube here. I mean, you've got membrane vesicles. You've got plain metallic, right? You got self-assembled peptides. Oh, self-assembling nanoparticles? Oh, where did we hear that? Maybe we heard that in Fauci's 2019 testimony before the Energy Committee, Subcommittee on Oversight, which they don't do much of, right? So don't tell me that graphene oxide is not being used in the C-19 bioweapon shots. And don't tell me that they're not being used in the annual flu shots when the CEOs of those very companies have come out and told you directly that they were doing that. When their pipelines on their own websites show you hundreds of products in development using mRNA and PEG and all these other chemicals. Don't tell me it's not in the shots. And you can clearly see graphene oxide as one type of nanoadjuvant in picture 5. That's why I wanted you to see that. Exosomes are carriers, you know, transporters, not carrier in the sense of an infection, but transporters to get it in. Phospholipid nanoassembly. Oh, that sounds familiar. President Trump's September 2019, EO? Yeah, nanoparticles, okay. In the upper left-hand corner, let's have picture five up. In the upper left-hand corner, second one from the left, is a carbon nanotube. Those are reportedly being used in making Novavax. They embed the spike proteins, which, by the way, were made by moths who were infected with a baculovirus transporter, carrying this, then they make the spikes, moth spikes, and then the company embeds them into these nanotubes. These are graphene oxide nanotubes. And then they put it all in a liquid with saponin, a dangerous surfactant from the quiea tree, right? To irritate your immune system. And then they inject you with all of that. Want to ask me again if Novavax is safe? Safer, Dr. Jane? No, they're trying to kill you. And let me say this before we go on to the next segment. And listen carefully, including all of you frontline doctors or wannabes who are claiming what is and is not in the vials. No one speaks for all vials. And here's why. I'm going to explain it to you. Many vials are still in circulation. Many have been destroyed. Many more have not been yet deployed, even within the same lot numbers. Remember, there can be up to 1.5 million doses per lot number. And don't forget, these companies enjoy a 50% non-disclosure leeway of their products, making it easy to switch it up at will, switch it in and out. And we learned that from Sasha Latapova, because Team Enigma has an underground group that reportedly got into the back systems of Moderna and Pfizer, not their websites, their systems, because every company sets the number of doses per lot number. And they verified that both companies set them for up to 1.5 million doses. And that's how we know that many more of those are in circulation or unaccounted for. Who knows? Maybe they're being shipped to the military. I don't know. But it's the perfect crime, folks. It's the perfect crime. I wanted you to understand what has, this is just tip of iceberg. There are many experts out there that have found these things, that have reported to not just me, but many other medical experts, fellow medical experts. So you need to understand that when somebody just pops up and says, those are not in there. And it's not just Dr. Ryan Cole. It was that woman who had the false credentials and several other people. Ask yourself this. Here's the important question. Why is it so important to denounce graphene oxide and lipid nanoparticles now? Is it going to have a meaning somewhere? You can't rewrite history, and the internet is forever. When I return, we'll talk with Robert Agee, one of the co-founders of Banners for Freedom, because he's got a huge national project, and he may be coming through your town very soon. Don't forget to wave. I'll be back in a minute.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your continued support. With everything going on right now, your rest is so important. That's why we're having the biggest MyPillow sale ever. Not only are my bed pillows as low as $19.98, but you can get the best body pillows ever. Regular $89.98, now only $29.98. Take your rest on the go with our Roll and Go Anywhere MyPillows for only $14.98. And we have our new couch and accent pillows. They aren't just for looks. They have MyPillow's patented adjustable fill that gives you that amazing MyPillow comfort. In this economy, you get the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you get deep discounts on body, couch, bolster pillows, and so much more, including my original bed pillows for as low as $19.98. Please order now while quantities last.
Well, Robert and Jamie Agee are bypassing media censorship through a nationwide billboard and media campaign fueled by We the People. The first banner was put up in Bonham, Texas on November 1st, 2021. And since then, the great patriots of this nation have helped them put up over 190 outdoor billboards in 33 states, over 500 indoor billboards in over 400 venues, bus benches, mobile digital trucks. And they were live in New York City, right in the middle of Times Square, on the site of the ABC building for 10 months. In fact, I worked with them on a particular billboard with the Hirschman white fibrous clot photo, where we were able to stop parents from rushing their babies into injection centers in New York City and across the nation. So I've invited them back for an update and look at how we can continue to help their cause. And Robert Agee joins me now. Robert, thanks so much for coming back on the show and spending some time.
It's so good to be on here. And it was so good to see you in Nashville.
Yes, yes. We were both at the Reawaken Tour. It was a fun venue, a little on the chilly side for my taste, but, you know, kind of outdoor and fresh air. I really, really liked it. It was different.
And in a tent.
Yeah, Pastor Greg Locke's big church tent. It's beautiful. Really, it's huge, too.
Yes, yes. There's a lot of exciting things going on. And, you know, this is something that the Lord built. You know, we couldn't have done this if we tried. We weren't even planning on it. They were coming after the children. And my wife was poking at me saying, hey, what are you going to do about it? I was like, well, we're already going to the county commissioner meetings. We're actually taking your material to the county commissioner meetings. We'd read it to them and hand them files and whatnot. And, you know, we did that for some time and we had some successes. But my wife was down. She saw this billboard in town and I feel like the Lord highlighted and said, hey, this is how you're going to get the information out to your community. Because we were receiving some censorship in the newspaper. Mm. Little did we know that this was going to turn into a nationwide billboard campaign. But, you know, when those doors opened, we walked through it and we were honored to be a part of this and to do what we could, you know, what was being put in front of us to get this information out to the people.
But back to the beginning, just a touch. Weren't you and your wife, Jamie, like inspired by a biblical passage about banners? Tell that story again. I love that story.
Well, you know, it's she came to me with it because when she started saying, hey, we need to put up a billboard in town, they're coming after the children. It's like, you know, this is war. We do need to do this. Calls for sacrifices. She already figured out how much it was going to cost and location, already contacted them. And she said, Ann, look, I was just reading out in my Bible on the porch here and I came across Psalms. I'm like, I need you to see this. It says Psalms 20, verse 5. Mm-hmm. And in the name of our God, we will raise our banners, right? And she goes, that's what we need to do. We need to move forward because we're the army of the Lord. And we need to raise banners of truth across this nation.
Yeah.
And so that really inspired me. And it encouraged me. And it developed into a movement, you know, a movement of we the people taking action and doing our part. And you know, because the next part of that scripture, if you continue to read, it says, you know, that he will hear our petition.
Mm.
What is our petition? That our land will be healed in all the different ways that it needs healing right now. And, you know, we're covering all sorts of different topics, not just this, you know, the VARS numbers. It's kind of a tragedy. You know, we take it right off of the healthandhumanservices.gov website so that there's not issue with these billboard companies, because not every billboard company will even put this message up. But when we say, hey, this is right off the government's own database, they have a hard time arguing that, even though it's only, 1% possibly of what's reported, according to the Harvard study called the Lazarus Report. but it was still a big enough number. Mm-hmm. We would hope to shock the people, at least get them to think twice. And then we needed them to go somewhere to get more information. So we're like, why don't we put the Dr. Jane Ruby logo up on the billboard, or the Reawaken, or the And We Know logo? And that's kind of how this started. And we're like, you know what? We need to be promoting other people who have, are working so hard behind the scenes and doing the research and pulling all this together. And we need to lift them up.
Yeah, sure. And in fact, I want people to know, because we'll put that up as well, that photo. That was a picture of the first source embalmer that I found. I broke the story worldwide in January of 2022 that Mr. Richard Hirschman had come to me through a connection in the DOD, actually, that he had been pulling these white fibrous clots. And so when you and I were talking about there was an opportunity for a billboard in Times Square, I thought, well, let's just get the biggest part, truth we could find, which is visual. And this is what you've hit on with Banners for Freedom. It's the visual that gets people's attention, and then they'll read the print. And so we had this big giant clot he pulled out of someone's neck, and it was on his gloved finger. And then with me in the show, like you said, so people could go there and hear more about what was happening with these. This is part of the evil that's coming out of these shots, that the body's being forced to make all kinds of not human and not biologic material, I can tell you. So anyway, tell the story, though. That was kind of a divine intervention, getting that billboard space, right, last July? Tell that story.
It was absolutely incredible. It was actually beginning of January 2022. We had contacted a billboard company in Times Square. Some lady had encouraged us, sent us a picture, and they said we couldn't even put our URL on a board. Wow. So we just left it alone. We're like, Lord, if you want us in Times Square, you'll make it happen. Didn't think any more about it. Then Jamie gets a phone call from this billboard company who says, hey, you know, we've seen what you're putting up. We're good with it. We had a gentleman or a company purchase a 3-month slot for $90,000, and they put down $60,000, left that money on the table, and then left the country.
Oh, wow.
And they said,
that's right.
You can have the whole slot if you just come up with $30,000. And we didn't have it right then. We just finished putting up like 50 billboards, or maybe more than that.
Right. So you were a little tapped.
We only had like $5,000. And I was like, okay. So we got prayed about it, and I felt like the Lord said, hey, I didn't, you know, put this in front of you to tease you with it. I was like, I did it to test you. It's like, you take care of it, I'm gonna take care of you, watch. So we put on our personal credit card. I didn't even know if it was gonna go through. Two days later, a gentleman calls me.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, I heard you getting up in Times Square. And I'm thinking, how did you even know that? And I said, tell me the story. And I tell him the story. And he goes, no, you did the right thing, but that's not your responsibility. He said, give me your bank account number and wire $30,000 over.
I didn't know that part. That's amazing. That part I did not know about the story.
This is the Lord's board, right? He provided it. He paid for it. And it's on the side of the ABC building, right across from NASDAQ, right over the New York Police Department, right over the Military Recruitment Center. And it's above the other boards in that area. And it's a corner board. So it's on the corner of the building.
That's right.
It's like a cornerstone. And it was two boards in one. So it's like double portion. And I'm just like, you know, Lord, you're amazing.
Yeah.
And we had this thing up for 10 months running all sorts of different messages. And it was just truly incredible what we've been able to get up on that board. And then at the end, the reason why we're not on it anymore is we got a phone call that the Department of Defense took out some ad space on that board.
Oh.
There's that Military Recruitment Center right in front of it. Well, they wanted to run military recruitment ads because they were losing their servicemen. And they said, we're gonna take out a big contract on this board, but Banners for Freedom has to go.
Terrible, terrible. Well, you know what? The Lord's work got done. Let's just put it that way. Robert, I wanna ask, we have a beautiful picture of you and your wife, Jamie, such a doll. She can't be with us today, but that's okay. She's here in spirit. There's a billboard, the Stop the Shots. I like this one in particular. This is one of the ones you sent. It's got the airplane. It's got the truckers. I love it. And I know the numbers can change, but the point gets across. So, and you've got Psalm 25, chapter 5. But who came up with the idea of, like, you've got the FAA, it's concerned for our pilots, our commercial pilots and truckers?
Yep. So, you know, I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and include, because this also includes the pilots and includes so many more. And I'm like, you know what, we'll just put Josh Yoder's logo right on the front of that airline, and on the truck there, we'll put Trucking for Troops. with Scott Mallory's, he's doing an amazing job supporting our veterans and creating awareness. So
yeah,
that's kind of how that came together.
Unfortunately, our trucker campaign didn't go as well as the Canadian one, but I think we had some controlled opposition that got their nose in there. And but whatever, God's not done yet. The second one, I wanted you to tell us a little bit about, this is really important, the Colorado 22. This looks like a couple of different billboards. Tell us what this is. And I know, because you got a mission going to raise money. It doesn't seem like a lot compared to that one in New York City. But tell us about this one.
Well, you know, this is an amazing thing that has happened here, because we've not been able to get into Colorado yet. That's one state that has just blocked us. Not a billboard company there will allow this message. So we kind of left it alone. And once again, we're like, Lord, if you want us in here, we'll get in there. Well, a gentleman named JT from Freedom Patriot Network, who lives in Colorado, he was praying the other day. This was only like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And calls me and says, hey, I was praying for a door to open. I got online. I found a billboard company. The very first billboard company I called, I asked them if they would talk with y'all. And they agreed. So we got on a Zoom call with this gentleman, explained to him what we were doing, gave him our testimony. And he was so encouraged by how this whole Banners for Freedom has developed. He said, I want to get behind this mission, because I'm going to give you all 22 of our billboards from Pueblo to Denver to Del Camino, all the way up to Fort Collins. I'll give them to you all at the same time. And I'm going to give you 2/3 off the cost. So for a third of the cost, we'll get you on these billboards for an entire month. So that's a $66,000 value, and we're going to be getting on there for about $20,000 and blanket the state of Colorado and get this message out and really create an awareness of what's happening.
And so, Robert, you're still in the process of raising this money, correct? The $19,000. Have you put any dent in that at all? Are you, any contributions yet?
Yes. We've raised about probably $6,000 so far.
Wonderful.
It's a new campaign, right? And, General Flynn just put it out on every one of his social media platforms.
I'm going to put this out too on mine. I want to move on to the third billboard. It's actually part of, what we showed with the Colorado, but it's not just about the shots or, the Nuremberg and holding everybody accountable who's part of this mass genocide. But this is about other evils that we're facing, and especially the United States seems to be so saturated with child sex trafficking. This third one, tell us about how this came about, and this is the one that Stop Human Trafficking, Let My People Go. Tell us about that and how you put that together.
Yeah, this is something that's been heavy on our heart. We started doing what we're doing with Banners for Freedom because they were coming after the children, right? The trafficking of it, it's so horrific. It's hard to even pay attention to be honest with you. Just the thought of what is happening to these children. A lot of it's happening because we haven't been paying attention to it. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to help draw attention. There's so many amazing organizations out there that are doing a great work in rescuing our children. And we want to support them. We want to support this message. We want to get out in front of the minds of the people. We're working with, there's some things going on right now, some alliances that are taking place to make this a much larger possibility, with something if everybody can be in prayer about. But, this particular message here, we just launched it about a week ago. And it's going to be running on those 22 billboards in Colorado and many other places around the nation. But, it says stop human trafficking, right?
Yeah.
But down below in very big letters, it says, let my people go.
Yes. Yes.
And that message right there, that's what the Lord spoke through Moses when Moses was talking to Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
Waves of Egypt. He said, let my people go.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're calling on. And we're calling out these principalities right now, and we're demanding through the Spirit of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, let my people go.
Yes.
And this covers not just trafficking. There's a little bit more that's going to be happening here with this campaign, but this covers those who are under medical tyranny. This covers the J6ers that are being illegally detained.
Good job. Yep.
This is about every issue that's affecting our nation right now. And we are calling for the enemy to let the people go.
That's incredible. I think, you know, see what's happened is since you and your wife heeded this calling, look at how it has expanded, you know, the billboards across the country. Then this whole thing about you get this opportunity to, you know, just blanket, if you will, Colorado, and there'll be other states that this happens. And now, you know, branching this into the other evils. I know you can't, you're still putting it together. So you don't have a lot to report yet, but I want people to understand that you're not letting any moss grow under your feet, that you are putting together another program that will have this visual, this information kind of on the road. Tell us about whatever you can tell us about that and maybe how people can help even at this early stage.
You know, you're definitely going to want to stay tuned because something's happening. And it, you know, we've had words, prophetic words given to us. And we're like, what is that? We're going to be in a, you know, an RV. You know, we've heard, we've had other people that have received messages. We've had people that have had dreams and visions. And, you know, and these things, you know, you take it with a grain of salt. And, you know, if something develops from it and there becomes confirmation, then you start taking it seriously. Well, in the past several weeks, so many different people have come together. I can't name them all just yet.
That's fine.
But it's truly a divine thing that is taking place. Mm. There's a calling to take this on the road and get this message out and meet the people where they are. Mm. We're gonna go out. We're going to go out to where the people are, and we're going to travel across this nation for several months, you know, maybe starting in the end of April, beginning of May, and kind of do a tour through the end of August.
Yeah.
And it's going to be something, it's going to be big. And I think it's going to be biblical. I think the Lord's going to use it to reach the people in a way they haven't been able to be reached yet. And those who haven't heard this message, and I truly believe that we're going to see some things happen on along the lines of healing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that need healing.
Yes.
And I think that healing is going to come from a divine move of the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's where it has to start, especially for those who've taken the shots. I've always said you've got to ask yourself for forgiveness, and then you ask God for forgiveness, and you begin that spiritual healing, then you will be able to move into the physical healing and everything that comes with that, because we don't know the extent to which God designed this body and what poisons Satan has come up with that we can eventually, with God's help, you know, clean out. We have no idea what our capability is.
100%.
Yeah, it's beautiful. What a great thing. And, you know, like you say, bringing it to the people, because you can just get so far with people seeing the banners. They have to go buy it to see it. But now it's going to be more of a God saying, like, more of an let's infiltrate the rest of, you know, my world and get this information to people. Because I had a rude awakening in a way at the Nashville Reawaken Tour. I'll tell you, I really thought that anybody who was attending it kind of got everything already, didn't take any shots, you know, knew that the shots were dangerous, things like that. And I've had a long talk with Clay Clark about that because there are a lot of us that actually came down with colds because we were with a lot of the public. And he said that a lot of people, because he takes a survey at the beginning of the tour, and a lot of people had taken the shots. So, you know, God bless them. I, you know, they're in prayer and they're seeking healing and all that. But it made me think, hey, we still have a lot of work to do, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, we do. And I love Clay and General Flynn and what they're doing with the Reawaken conferences. It's an amazing opportunity for people to get out, folks like yourself, to get out in front of those who haven't heard this or maybe have and need to be encouraged, right? And get a message out. But we need an opportunity to really engage with these people, to spend time with them throughout the day from place to place to place and really minister to them the way that we're called to minister, you know, whether that's listening, whether that's sharing some truths, and whether that's simply praying with them.
And it's psychologically comforting for them to see you all coming to them, when people come to you to help. That's really powerful. Before we wrap up and let you go for the rest of your day, Robert, how can people help? We want people to help get to that $19,000 for the Colorado billboards, to get that up and running, to help with your new project of taking it on the road. Where can they go? Tell them what they can do and where they can, how they can donate in term prayer and money.
Sure. Yes. So one exciting thing that has recently developed with Banners for Freedom is we are now a ministry. It's now Banners for Freedom Ministries. So we're a 508c1a nonprofit ministry. So donations are tax deductible. And that's great because we don't want the government taking any donations. We want it to all go towards saving this nation. You can go to simply our website, right? Banners4freedom.com. Banners4freedom.com. And on there's a donate button. It takes you to our Give, Send, Go crowdfunding campaign that we started back in January. We put up this first billboard because there are some folks in our community that want to help, you know, cover that cost. And I can't believe, Dr. Ruby, that it's at five. We just passed $500,000 the other day.
Wow. That's amazing. Look what the people are doing.
It's incredible. But, you know, we put it all out into billboards, you know, and these expenses. So, I mean, we literally only have, you know, probably about $4,000 or $5,000 right now. So we're definitely needing.
Yeah, because you use them. You get it all out
as
there.
As soon as it comes in,
you get it out.
Yes. Yeah. That's all we do. It's just my wife and I.
Yeah.
Well, but on this. I was going to say on the website, you can see an interactive map. It has little flames over the billboards and over the location.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Yeah.
Some other things you can check out.
Okay, great. Banners, the number four, freedom.com. Want people to remember that. And good that you're in a partnership with General Flynn, his sister, Mary Flynn O'Neill, who I've interviewed several times. And gotten involved with her and Laura Logan in the trafficking issue and all of that. But anyway, go to bannersforfreedom.com. Help these guys out. Let's get more and more out. Let's just like fill the entire nation with this. So Robert, thanks so much for coming, and we'll have you back soon and we'll get an update on what's happening. Good luck raising the money. Yep.
Thank you, doctor.
You bet. Well, when I return, we'll be on to our next segment. So don't go anywhere. I've got a couple of important words coming up. Well, who doesn't want to breathe better and protect the air that your babies and children take in? Who doesn't want to protect the entire family from chemtrails, shedding symptoms, and allergy problems? Well, take a look at the Triad air filtration products. They have something for everyone. There's a home unit that covers up to 3,000 square feet, the Go that sits in the cup in your car. Don't forget the Mini. This is one of my personal favorites for your single room, a dorm room, hotel room, or any individual room like those that massage therapists use for their clients. There's no cord to worry about. You just plug it in and it takes care of the room for about 200 to 250 square feet. With electrostatic filtration, these air purifiers cover every corner of your home and your life. The advanced photocatalytic oxidation and the pulse ionization collect all the harmful matters in your environment and provide you with pure air. You'll never need to change a filter. So no expensive cycle of buying filters over and over again, because the needlepoint ionization technology of these air purifiers means the air is cleared electrically by charging the molecules in your home. And the large home unit is energy efficient, which means it uses very little electricity and won't blow up your monthly energy bill. And don't forget the personal Triad Air Shield. This gives you a 4-foot perimeter around you. You can wear it on a lanyard, on your shirt, on your belt, your purse, backpack. It's always there to protect you. Go to filtersuck.com. That's filters with an S, suck.com. And don't forget to use the promo code RUBY for 10% off your entire order and free shipping. Well, thank you for joining me tonight. Don't ever let them lie to you. Stand firm in demanding accountability and evidence for anything anyone tells you. It could save your life someday. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, Gab, Getter, and Truth Social. But most importantly, subscribe to my free Rumble channel at rumble.com/drjaneruby. I'll see you all tomorrow, Tuesday morning, for coffee chat. And lastly, please remember to go to givesendgo.com, protect Dr. Jane. That's givesendgo.com/protect Dr. Jane to help with my legal defense in the lawsuit filed against me by Robert Malone. He wants to hurt me and hurt my innocent family. and we need as much money as possible up to the goal in order to match what's being demanded of us in another state. It's so much more complicated than people know. This is truly being done just to hurt me for asking questions and reposting other interviews. So I appreciate anything you can do to help. Thank you so much, and God bless you all. Good night.